open the call in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are just so thankful that you continue to give us life each and every day. We thank you for the two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and their yes, and the founding of this call, the Master's Call. The call is all about you, Father. So as we turn this time over to you, we ask that you touch the man or woman of God who is coming forward with your word, O Heavenly Father. Let it come forth uninterrupted. O Heavenly Father. Father, we thank you for Artist Life and the Des De Leon family. We ask that you keep a hedge of protection around them as they continue to follow your Jeremiah 29:11 plan for Artist Life. Lord, we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you as we say amen, amen, and amen. I will now turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Kai. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, beautiful Silver Fox. Take it away.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you for greeting and seating everyone this morning and opening us up with that powerful prayer and that powerful tagline, God Still Does Miracles. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana, welcoming again each and every one of you to the call. And if you would allow me, I'd like to give you a little bit background of this call. This call was founded in October 2010 by two very powerful and great women of God, co-founders Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. And our scripture for this call is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. And our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website, and on that website, www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. All of our messages have been archived on this site, as well as all of the bios of our speakers from the onset of this call. So this year, our theme is, by faith in 2017, God is manifesting our goals and our dreams. So if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Kai so wonderfully did this morning, or as a host, as I am doing right now, or if God has given you a word to share, or you may have a prayer request or praise report, please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And we are currently looking for those that are wishing to serve on this call. So please don't be hesitant and contact us through info@themasterscall.net. We welcome you with open arms. And what brought us together is a phenomenal company, originally known as Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years, soon to be 27 years. And it is the common thread that has brought us all together each and every morning with a word from the Lord. We are now known as Artist Life, a great company with great products to help the world become healthier. So share this call with your family, your friends, and those that you meet in the marketplace. So are you or someone you know a T-Mobile or Metro PC? Customer and having challenges with calling in live on the calls or calling in on the playbacks? Well, there's a bridge number that will allow you to call in at no charge. And that number is 857-957-1147. Again, write this down and share it. 857-957-1147. Just follow the prompts, and you will be joined into the call. So again, I urge you to share this information with your team members and your prospects. Now, the New Morning Motivational Call is held every Monday through Friday right after this call, and it is conducted by a team of great leaders that provide vital information to your artist business and its wonderful products. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-pound. Again, 294-617-pound. Today is Inspirational Monday, where we will hear another word from the Lord this morning. So please, right after this call, join us for the new morning motivational call to hear another wonderful word from the Lord. So I asked you all, listeners, will I see you in Las Vegas September 2017 at the Artists United? Please don't miss the opportunity to attend this great, great event. Work your business, meet your goals, and attend as a VIP and be recognized on stage. So remember to get registered by contacting Artist at 702-313-3333. And it's very imperative that you register as soon as possible so they may be able to prepare ahead and plan ahead for anyone desiring to attend. Remember, that will be in Las Vegas, Nevada, September 23rd at the Monte Carlo Hotel. So please plan to be there. Now, right now, I'd like to get out of the way so that we can hear what God has prepared for our ears this morning. And so it would be my pleasure to introduce to you this morning our speaker of the hour. And our speaker of the hour is definitely, definitely no stranger to this call. Our speaker believes, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, Matthew 6:33. A devoted servant of God, daughter, sister, and proud auntie who loves to pray, teach, and share the love of God with others. She is also a past prayer general here on the call, on the master's call, and she is an artist life distributor. She is a living testimony that you can live a victorious life in Christ Jesus no matter what happens, will happen, or is happening now in your life. You can be all God said you can be because there is nothing impossible to them that believe. She shares with everyone that she meets that there is nothing too difficult for God. And when you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things will be added unto you, and he will give you the desires of your heart. She is an ordained and licensed minister, an elder at Faith Fellowship Ministries World Outreach Center in New Jersey, serving in various capacities and leadership roles. She is a Bible teacher, a businesswoman, and a health and wellness consultant. Her mission is to inspire, empower, mentor, teach, and equip young adults and women to live a victorious life in Christ Jesus. She is committed to winning the lost, teaching the word, and discipling believers. So for those that don't know, I would like to present to some and introduce to others a wonderful, wonderful, God-fearing, God-loving woman of God, Minister Robin B. Wilson. Are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Jackie?
I hear you loud and clear. Take it away, my beautiful angel.
Oh, thank you so much. I love you. Thank you for that warm, warm introduction. Thank you, Minister Kai, for greeting the people. And I want to say thank you and good morning, TMC family, to each and every single one of you. And most importantly, thank you, Dr. PK Roberts. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I find it a privilege and an honor that you trust me enough to be able to come and share with our family here on the Master's Call. And, of course, I give all the honor and all the glory to my Lord and to my Savior. You are the best thing that has ever happened to me, Lord, and I honor you, and I say thank you for loving me. Well, I'm not going to take up too much of your time, my dear family. It's just a privilege to be on the call and to have you as part of my family. And today's message is called, You Are Blessed. You are blessed. That is all to it. Just like sometimes we say at church, I love you and there's nothing you can do about it. Well, you know what, saints of God? You are blessed. And that word, there are so many meanings to that word. And people use that word. And then you have to say to yourself, do you really know what it means? And if you don't, I'll share a little bit with you. And if you do, you continue walking in the blessings that God has given you and he has poured out on you. And when I think of the word blessings, in the dictionary, it says that it's an act. It's happiness, it's welfare, and then the Hebrew word, one of them is barak. It means to praise, to congratulate, to salute. So think about it. God has loved us that much. He cares that much about us that he is saluting us. He's congratulating us. He is praising us. He's saying, you are blessed. And he gave that same blessing to Adam and Eve. He told them to go and exercise dominion. Same thing to Abram in the promised land. He was promised to be a blessing. His name was going to be made great. Through him, all the families of the earth were going to be blessed. Well, you know what? We are part of that family, and we are blessed. And all those blessings there associated with being happy, the welfare, goodness, congratulatory status, great things coming from our Lord and our Savior when you're in obedience to him. And not only that, just because you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you're blessed. I mean, he is saying blessings are overtaking us. He said, surely goodness and mercy are following us all the days of our life. It's good to have those things follow you every single day of your life. Rebecca, when she left her family and she was going to become Isaac's wife, even before that took place, she was blessed. There was favor on her because she was appointed and ordained to be his wife. And her family blessed her, and they said, may you increase to thousands upon thousands, and may your offspring possess the gates of their enemies. That's in Genesis 24:60. And then another word for blessings, and this is in Job 5:17. Blessed is the man whom God corrects. So don't despise when we have to be corrected. He loves us that much. And we are blessed when that takes place. So these blessings, they follow us. It's a kindness. It's a happiness. And even in the New Testament, when we can look at the Beatitudes in Matthew 5, and I encourage you to spend time in the Word and look up, get a concordance, and look up the word blessed and see how many times it's in the Bible. It's a happy state. It's a state when people find their purpose and they know that they're fulfilling their purpose. Have you found yours? Are you fulfilling it? If not, your Father has said it's a great plan that he has for you, and he will reveal it to you. If you have, praise God, continue walking in it, fulfilling it, knowing that your God is going to ensure that everything that you put your hand to do according to his will, it's going to be successful. You are blessed, saints of God. Blessed, 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 blessed. And when I think of Ephesians 1, when you read that, God even said all the blessings that he gives us in Christ. In 1 Peter 3, verse 9, the instruction said for us to bless even those who mistreat us. Now, we may be saying, really, do I have to do that? Yes, because you're being obedient to your Father. And when we're obedient to him, he blesses us. Our purpose is being filled. We're walking in love as he walked in love. Jesus, it didn't matter what they did to him. When he was persecuted, he blessed them. He knew why he was there. He had a purpose. He was fulfilling it, and it did not matter. And when you do that, your Lord God, he's going to reward you in secret. I'm reading this little mini book, and it's called The 30 Days of Blessings, and I want to read one of them over you. Today is July 10th, and it's the blessing of wisdom. And in 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 12, wisdom and knowledge is granted unto you, the Master's Call family, and I will give thee riches, and I will give thee wealth, and I will give thee honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before you. Just imagine, God said he's given you riches, wealth, honor. Keep your head up high. And it's such riches, honor, and wealth that no other king has ever had. So that's how blessed you are. And Jesus has given us this wisdom. Again, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. In him, wisdom was granted to you, the Master's Call family. I know that whatever I do, even if it seems like it's not right, when I seek him, he said that he'll give me wisdom if I ask for it. And when I put him first, he said all those other things are going to be added. So if you need wisdom, there's so many ways that you can get it. And remember, riches and wealth and honor come with that too. And not only that, he surrounds you, the Master's Call family. And me too, I'm one of you. He surrounds us with righteous favor like a shield. That's how much God loves us. He said we are blessed. We are a blessing to others. We are to bless even those that mistreat us. Because when we do that, we know that God is blessing us. And we know that the blessings of Abraham are on us. And the spoken blessing, because we have accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, that's the best blessing that we can have. So to you today, my family, I am going to declare some blessings over you in the name of Jesus. And remember, we know that death and life is always in the power of our tongue. And those who love it, you're going to eat the fruit. So we're going to eat good fruit because we are speaking great words. We are speaking words that are filled with life. We are speaking words that are going to bless and words that are not going to curse. Remember when I said never, never, never again? So we're not even speaking or thinking of any of those things. We are only thinking of things that are good, things that are pure, things that are lovely. So I decree in the name of Jesus and I declare that you are blessed, the Master's Call family, with God's supernatural wisdom, and you'll have clear direction for whatever it is you are seeking God, for whatever it is you are doing concerning your business, for whatever it is that you are believing God for with your family. I declare that you are blessed with creativity in the name of Jesus. He's going to give you dreams. He's going to give you visions. He's going to show you how to get those business partners. It is going to be so clear to you that you will not have to doubt. You will know that it is your God. I declare that you are blessed with self-control and self-discipline. So no matter what people say about you, you're not even moved by what they say about you because you know that you are a blessed man or woman of God. I declare that you are blessed with a great family. They may not even look like they're a great family. They may not even be acting like they're a great family, but they are a great family. They are a saved family. They are a family that loves each other. There will be no more strife in your family in the name of Jesus. They are a family that is going to fulfill the purpose in their lives that God has ordained them to fill in the name of Jesus. I declare that you are blessed with good friends. I declare that you are blessed with divine help. I declare that you are blessed with God's favor no matter where you go. I declare that your purpose is going to be fulfilled. You're walking in it. And you know what? I declare that promotion is coming your way in the name of Jesus. They look at you and they may say, oh, they can't do it. Oh, they don't have a degree. Oh, they're this color. Oh, they did this. Don't matter. God said it's for you and it shall come to pass. I declare that you, the Master's Call family, you have an obedient heart and you're sensitive to God's voice. I thank you for that, Lord. We hear your voice and the voice of a stranger. We're not following. I thank you for that, my Lord. And I declare that there are no curses over you in the name of Jesus. Your life has been redeemed from the curse of law, redeemed from destruction. You are blessed because God said that you are blessed. You are blessed because you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. You are blessed because the blessings of Abraham have come on the Gentiles. You are blessed because the Lord said when you put him first, when you seek him, when you take care of his business, he's going to take care of your business. So in the matchless name of Yeshua, I call you blessed in Jesus' name. Back to you, Minister Jackie.
Well, thank you.
Oh. Can you hear me?
I can. Thank you.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for that great word from on high. We bless you, and we thank you. And I will be calling you back shortly after a few brief announcements for our benediction. And right now, let us all go before the Lord in prayer. God, we come before you thanking you this morning, thanking you for this is a day that you have made, and we all shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you for the word on high this morning. We praise you. We magnify you. We know that we are blessed and that you have set a blessing upon our lives, and we shall continue to praise you for the blessings that you said that you have more in store that we could not even imagine or think. God, we thank you for the speaker this morning. We thank you for her anointed words and sharing with us. We ask for you to pour back into the virtue that she has poured out to us. Continue to strengthen us. Continue to strengthen her. And continue to make her strong, a strong disciple in that marketplace, sharing your word with all. God, we ask your anointing, and we thank you for your anointing upon those that are sick and not able to get out. We ask you to touch their bodies, for you said by your stripes they are healed, and we stand and praise you in that healing. And God, we thank you for the peace that you have downloaded into the families of the bereaved families. We know that only you can give peace like none other. We ask for your comfort, and we thank you that you shall keep them strong through this adverse time in their lives. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for their obedience and saying yes and laying out this platform that we can come together each and every morning to worship you, to give you praise, and to give you honor, and to learn more and more and more about you and your word, and to be strong soldiers in the marketplace. We thank you for Artists International, the company that has been the thread that brought us all together and bound us all together and allowed us to be able to come together, to meet one another, to have this platform that we can come and share your word, learn from your word, and glean from your word, Lord, and even change lives with this word. We thank you for all that you are doing on this call, all that you have done, all that you are doing, and all that you will do. We shall forever give you honor, praise, and glory. And we cover this in your name and with your blood. Amen and amen. So if you'd like to hear the playback from this powerful message this morning, you can call 712-432-1085. Again, that is 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. And remember the Artist Conference coming up in September, September 23rd. Make your reservations to be there at the Monte Carlo Hotel on the Las Vegas Strip, September 23rd. And please join us immediately after this call from Another Word on High on the Morning Motivational Call, and that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005, and that PIN number is 294-617-POUND. I'd like to thank you again, Minister Kai, for seating and greeting us all this morning and giving us that wonderful tagline, God Still Does Miracles. And Minister and for our minister for today, Ms. Robin Wilson, we'd like to thank you for reminding us that we are blessed. We thank you for that great message. We thank you for being a part of this call, and I will now ask you to come forth and give us our benediction for this morning.
Can you hear me, Minister Jackie?
I can. God bless.
God bless. The blessings to reign in life, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shall be above, and thou shall not be beneath. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and hath made us kings and priests unto God his Father. Lord Jesus, because you redeemed us from the curse of the law, we say thank you. And because of that, we have access to all of the blessings that you have proclaimed over us. Thank you for letting us know that we are the head and we're never, ever, ever the tail or beneath. I thank you, Lord, that your people, we go out today proclaiming that we are blessed. We are a king and a priest in the mighty name of Jesus. I love you, family. Bye-bye.